So celiac disease is an autoimmune disease. It affects about one in every 100 people worldwide, so it's still fairly rare. But that means there are about 3 million Americans who are living with this disease. And I think a lot of people don't understand what it is. So basically what this is, these are people, when they eat wheat, barley, or rye, their bodies look at a protein, which is gluten, that is found in those foods, and they see that as a very bad thing. And they basically start to attack the lining of the intestine where these foods are being digested. And when they do that, they cause harm. And that means that then later you can't absorb a lot of the other nutrients that you need to have for your diet to be healthy.
At one point, many people were going gluten-free, but now we're finding that there are others beyond those with celiac disease who can benefit from going gluten-free.
Recently, at the American Academy of Neurology's annual meeting, a team of British researchers presented some new evidence that a gluten-free diet might help those who are having nerve pain, particularly in their older years. So in this study, there were about 60 older people of an average age of 70, and they had damage to their nerves in their arms, hands, legs, and feet, and it was resulting in weakness, numbness, and pain. And the researchers found that those who ate a gluten-free diet were much more likely to be pain-free than those who ate foods with gluten. And in this case, they actually saw an 89% reduction in the pain in those who were eating the gluten-free compared to those who weren't.
Now, was this group, did they also have celiac disease as well as the nerve issue?
Well, we know that they had that their nerve issue was related to something like celiac disease. Mm-hmm. Whether or not all of them had the symptoms of celiac disease is a little unclear from the research, but it points to the potential of maybe for other causes of illness that there might be some things that can be done with diet that could help everyone.
Seems like when you go to the grocery store now, it's fairly easy to find gluten-free products.
It is amazingly easy. I mean, just in 2015, there were about $400 million worth of sales of gluten-free products. It's projected in 2020 that's going to increase to nearly $2 billion. So for those who have this disorder, and again, it's still a small percentage of people, but for those who have it, there's so many wonderful options, from chocolate chip cookies without gluten to, breads and crackers and pretzels. And it really is great.
And it seems that the flavor has improved as well.
Yes, it has indeed. They've gotten much better. And there are also a lot of great flours that are available for people. So you could get garbanzo bean flour and just all different kinds of things that will allow you to live a very healthy and normal life like everyone else.